If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islam, dini wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Well, the topic of this episode, like the previous one, as we promised our dear audience, is supposed to be, in fact, the invalidating agents that make the prayer void. Sheikh Javid, we have already talked about six of those invalidating agents, right? And let's continue talking about the rest of them.
Yeah, sure. Well, the seventh invalidating agent is to laugh during prayer.
Yes.
I think there's also a special word used. It's called guffawing. I'm not sure if that is the proper word, which you know, or laughter. Okay.
Yes.
Laughter. So it is haram to laugh during prayer, and laughing, whether it is involuntary or controllable or uncontrollable, makes the prayer void. Because laughing is prompted by something external to you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it distracts the person who's offering the prayer.
And if you are laughing, it means you are not doing anything. You are not offering prayer.
Yes.
But there's one thing mentioned in the Risala, and that says that if you're laughing without emitting any voice, now you are laughing silently within you and in your heart, but no voice is emitted. Okay.
And like that, a smiling.
It's just like smiling, but okay, you might be giggling in your heart.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But there is no voice emitted.
Yes.
So this does not make the prayer void because there's no voice. Okay.
I see.
You can say it's a kind of silent laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That will not harm the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the seventh one.
I see.
And we can go on to the next one.
Yes, the laugh, whatsoever it is, whether it is controllable or uncontrollable, makes the prayer void.
Yeah, it makes the prayer void.
So what about the eighth one?
The eighth one is, of course, as an obligatory precaution, if one intentionally weeps.
Yes.
Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that if a person weeps silently or loudly over some worldly things. Like, for example, he is praying and at the same time he is weeping, crying, okay, for worldly things. For example, if he has made an accident or he has lost his car, someone has stolen his bike, for example, and he weeps for the loss which he has suffered, obviously his prayer becomes void. But if a person weeps or cries for spiritual reasons, for other worldly reasons, of course his prayer is not affected.
As we have the reports of some of the mystics.
Yes, of course.
Have been doing so.
We have many. I don't want to make mention of any people or any names.
Yes.
There are scholars who, while praying, wept during their prayers.
Yes.
And they emitted the weeping sound during their prayers. People could hear them weeping during prayers. That does not make the prayer, because they wept or cried in their prayer, not for worldly sake, because they did not lose anything, and they of course wept for not being able to worship God properly in the best manner as God, Almighty Allah deserves.
I see. Okay, Sheikh Javed, what about the ninth invalidating agent for the prayer?
The ninth invalidating agent is to do anything which changes the form and the shape of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
For example, actions like clapping or jumping and doing such things obviously invalidates the namaz. You cannot offer a prayer and still start clapping.
Mm-hmm.
Because while you are clapping or while you are jumping up and down, of course you are not in a state of steadiness. You're not motionless, and of course you are clapping. You're not offering your prayer, so that is obviously an invalidating agent.
Okay,
and it is said that there is no harm in actions which do not change the form of namaz. Like, for example, a brief sign with one's hand. Okay, we talked about it.
Yes.
If you make a brief gesture with one of your fingers, or with eyes winking, like to communicate a message to someone, it does not affect the prayer.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Let's stop for a very short break, and we'll be back and talking about the rest of those invalidating agents of the prayer. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our dear guest speaker. The topic is the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Before the break and even previously, we started, in fact, our episode on some of those invalidating agents of the prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Would you please continue and talk about the if I'm not mistaken, the 10th.
The 10th invalidating agent, of course. Eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Eating and drinking make your prayers void. If a person offering prayers eats or drinks in such a manner that people would not say that he is offering prayer,
mm-hmm.
His prayer becomes void. You know, regardless of whether he does it intentionally or, it's said that regardless of whether he does it intentionally or
yes.
forgetfully,
mm-hmm.
because if you are doing it,
yes.
if you are doing it, you know, if you're eating or drinking something while you are praying, okay, people will start saying, okay, you're eating something and you're not praying. So your prayer becomes void. Now, if a person who wants to keep it's said that if a person who wants to keep a fast is offering a mustahab namaz before the
recommended prayer,
before the adhan of fajr prayer, and being thirsty, fears that by the time he completes the prayer, it will be fajr, he can drink water during that mustahab prayer. You know, of course, that's mustahab prayer. In the mustahab prayer, you can do things even if the prayer is
so made. It doesn't invalidate
the prayer.
Yes, okay.
When it comes to obligatory prayers, of course, you cannot do it.
How about the 11th invalidating agent?
The 11th invalidating agent is that any doubt concerning the number of rakats,
mm-hmm.
okay, in those prayers which consist of two or three rakats will render the prayer void. Because if you are offering the fajr prayer and you start doubting between two rakats and three rakats, or between one and two rakats, of mm-hmm. course your prayer becomes void.
Exactly.
And the same is the case with prayers are consisting of three units, three rakats.
Like Maghrib prayer.
Yeah, like Maghrib prayer. If you yes. doubt between two and three rakats, of course your prayer becomes void.
Mm-hmm.
So this doubt, there are many doubts which invalidate the prayer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah, when it comes to doubts, we will have a separate session. We will talk about the doubts. There are many doubts that some of which are valid, some of which must be ignored,
mm-hmm.
and some of which are correct. So
hopefully
that will be a separate issue.
And the last invalidating?
And the last invalidating agent, if a person omits or adds the rukun, elemental part or essential or basic part of the prayer, either intentionally or forgetfully, his prayer becomes void. Now, for example, you are omitting a ruku, or you are just ignoring, takbiratul ihram, or you are not doing qiyam-i mutasil baruku. Of
yes.
course, your prayer becomes void. Or maybe if you add an extra rukun, mm-hmm. like you read and you perform an extra ruku, then your prayer
mm-hmm.
definitely becomes void.
Thank you very much, Javed, for your nice answers to these questions regarding the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And thank you, dear audience, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. لا إله إلا هو وحيد القدير.
لا إله إلا هو لا إله